Hello, it's Tuesday, the 7th of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. We've been off. We had a bank holiday off, but we are back. And we're back with another Prophecy Watch with our Christine. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, so happy to be here. And I miss you guys. I know I was gone for a few days, but we had a wonderful, wonderful trip in Warrior, Alabama. And we're so blessed to be at Church International for a few days. That was just awesome.
So, we haven't done a prophecy watch in like nearly 2 weeks. Well, no, about 10 days. What's going on in the world of the prophetic?
So much happening in the world of the prophetic. I tell you, we were really amazed in Warrior because, of course, it was a prophetic conference and so much was covered. And we were so blessed to get to meet Miss Beverly, who was the granddaughter of the gentleman that started Azusa Street Revival. So she was there and she spoke, and it was incredible. But one of the things I'm gonna go through real quick. If you know who Donna Rigney is in Florida. She's a prophet. Her son is a prophet. They have a wonderful ministry, she and John Rigney. But her husband just passed away like a week or so ago. The night he passed, she and her son went to church and held service. And it was beautiful. And I just want to speak to everybody out there that's walking through hard times right now. And you're struggling and you're feeling like you're at your wit's end. You don't know what to do. That strength that you're looking for, that you seek, I cannot imagine my husband passing away and me having the wherewithal to go preach that night. But she did that. And that is only from the joy of the Lord who comforts us and gives us strength. So I just want to remind you that no matter where you are, what you're going through, what you're facing, God is with you. He is so with you. He is so close. And you can reach up and touch him anytime. And just Jesus help. That's all you have to say. Just Jesus help. And he's always there. So and I do have a wonderful testimony, if I can, real quick share. We were so blessed, of course, to get to go to Warrior, but I have not driven in 3 years because my eyesight, I had what I thought was like a Bell's palsy attack a few years ago that really weakened my left eye. And I have just struggled with that for so long. And I haven't driven in 3 years. But by faith, I went out and bought a car. We picked it up in Birmingham. I drove to Warrior and I drove home from Warrior. So, hallelujah, y'all. I'm on the road again. Look out. That could get dangerous. I'm just saying.
So come
But
on,
no, it's
what are the prophets
wonderful.
saying? What are the prophets saying?
All right, we have got so this week's prophetic highlights are going to come from the first one is actually about the Palestine protesters by Julie Green on April 22nd. She was talking about the universities nationwide are being judged and exposed for what they're doing and who is paying them to do it. These uprisings are fake. It's a setup by your leaders in this nation. The globalist and all who want civil unrest, along with foreign nations, giving these universities finances to indoctrinate your children to turn against you, against your nation, and against God. I am shutting down and cutting your enemies off to your children and their education. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's huge. So we've already begun to see that last week with New York and the way the police came in and just arrested all of that, just put a stop to it.
Yeah,
And then
it was kicking off in UCLA.
and
I
New
was
York, and yeah, there were several
in
all
UCLA, because
over.
obviously the streamers that I watch from the Scientology lot, there was a lot of talk about that. I think one person got arrested, but he was only trying to talk. It was anyway, yeah. So I know it did kick off over the weekend in California.
Yes. And then the other thing that we're hearing a lot of right now is anti-Semitism and, the Palestine movement, the whole thing, right? It's the same thing. Johnny Inlow on April 29th said, "I want to acknowledge that the matter with Israel is complex, and the body of Christ, many are misjudging what's taking place there as well." There is, it looks like, a massive growing move of anti-Semitism, and the enemy always tries to take advantage of that as well. But we want to be aware of October 7th, 2023, last year, when Israel was attacked, and it was by the Hamas people. There was widespread pro-Israel marches, manifestations all over the place because part of it is nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's people's perspective on if someone is being fair or if they're being unfair or a bully. So, because there is this reality and it's not really being explained very well to the people in general, the common people or anyone, let's see, I don't want to say. I don't want to just say the common people, but to anybody, why this is going 6, 7 months later, and what's the game plan for Israel? The easiest thing to say is it's anti-Semitism, but some people perceive that there is some bullying that is not being sufficiently explained to them. They're going to do that. So he was trying to kind of make some room there for clarity. Julie Green said on April 22nd, "I warned you about anti-Semitism. I warned you that they would fill the streets. I warned you about false flag events. I warned you to do something about it besides complain. Shut them down where they are so they can't go far. Do it now and do it quickly, saith the Lord." And then on April 29th, Diana Larkin had a word that said, "I have let you know that shockwave after shockwave is coming to the world in the next few months. Have you questioned whether you have enough faith and stamina to get you through this time of shaking? Let me assure you, you are stronger than you think. You are no longer helpless. You're not a helpless bystander watching evil flood in to steal, kill, and destroy the world." So he's encouraging us to stand in prayer, stand on your faith, faith over fear, and do not allow yourself to get sucked in to the scripted storyline. It's not real, okay? Oh, let me look. Let's talk revival. Let's cover this. On April 30th, Robin Bullock said, "For I am raising up a wave from the ocean, a wave from the sea. And this wave is a wave of revival and a clarion call to come to me. I'll raise it up off the coast of Florida and I'll send it across this mighty land. For I am the one who gave this place to you, and I will still hold it in my mighty hand. Revival has begun, says the Lord. It blew in off the sea. I told you once before it started there, and it landed in Tennessee. It's going up the Oregon, or it's going up to Oregon, and all around the coast it will move. For America is about to experience revival, says the Lord. It will be a salve and it will soothe. I am going to open the eyes of pastors and teachers alike, for they are going to rise up with great authority, and I will even have those riding motorcycles, for they will preach in every rest stop, every truck stop, every highway and ditch. So I love that. God is just calling forth his people to stand in the midst of all that they're trying to throw at us and just raise your praise up. Be in good spirit. Know that he's got this and that there is nothing to fear. Troy Brewer, April 29th, said, "And in that lifestyle of repentance, then we see revival. And then the community that we live in, if we're all doing that, it will see revival, and our nation will do that as well." So that's so awesome. But basically, what's coming is this, and this is just me giving my own opinion and what I'm hearing from the Lord. He has told me that at the same time, his wrath is going to hit this earth and our enemies will be taken out. So you're going to see that with your own eyes. You're going to see what looks like war. You're going to see a lot of death. You're going to see a lot of people go. But at the same time, God is lifting up his people. He is blessing his people. He is bringing joy unspeakable and full of glory. His glory will fill the earth, and there will be revival like you have never seen in every nation, in every land. He is saving the Muslims. I believe that, and we need to pray for that. Rather than live in fear, take authority over what is not right. So, like, if you're in London and your surroundings don't look like London anymore, pray that God restores London to its original, what he originally wanted it to be. And then believe it and watch it happen. Watch it happen. But we've got to pray. And when you pray, the best way to pray is to pray the word. Open your Bible, and I am literally going to open mine right now and just take us to Psalms. I'm just here in Psalms 23. So I'm going to read that real fast. And this is something that no matter what's happening, where we are, he's got us. He's always got us. And we are covered and protected. I love it. So, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads, I'm sorry. He re, da, 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 da. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The other one that he
Amen.
wanted to bring was Psalms 91. And Psalms 23 and Psalms 91 are very important these days. Psalms 91,
91.
yeah, Psalms 91 is a prayer for protection over you, your family, your friends. I pray this over all of you every day. I pray this over all of my family, all of my friends, just everybody every day. And it says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find protection. His faithfulness shall be your shield and wall. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that pursues in darkness, nor of the destruction that strikes at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Whew, that's so good.
Yeah.
I'm
Wow.
telling you. Yeah, it says, only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling. There shall be no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your tent. He shall give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample under your feet, because he has set his love upon you. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With my long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is a promise to you from God. You're covered and protected. You're literally in him, and he is literally in you. There is no separation. There's nothing between you and God. That's how close he is. He's in you. He's literally part of your DNA. And if you don't believe that, look up lanolin. Laminin, that's what it is. Laminin. It's
Wow.
what holds us together in our DNA system, and it's shaped like a cross. Yeah, he is with us. So I know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on around us, no matter good news, bad news, no news, I know God's got this. So absolutely no fear. You can ride this storm out in peace. And I do believe we are about to see a storm. But
Amen.
I think it's going to be a beautiful thing. So
Thank you.
that is what I've got. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Well, we will be back later with our news, makeup for yesterday. It was a bank holiday here in the UK. So we're going to fit one in this evening. I know Jason's joining us. I know Catherine's ever so busy, so she might not be on tonight. But yeah, that's it. If you're liking what we're doing, just subscribe to us and like. I never ever say those words, but yeah, get the word out because we're very censored and you'd help us a lot. So that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk and Q Team Awesome on Truth Social for Christine. That's it. God bless.
Have a blessed night, guys.